think it's more important we talk about Family Feud.
Oh. Okay.
And what I'm going to do is basically a play-by-play of one of the segments from yesterday. Here we go.
We surveyed 100 people, top 7 answers on the board behind me. Name someone famous you'd love to give a lie detector test to. Over here, Erica.
George Bush.
Yeah. George Bush. All right. Show me President George Bush. All right, pass the plate. All righty, go back over there, Richard. Thank you.
All right, so George W. Bush, number one answer. Yeah! Everyone's like, you only know that's a yes and that you're very excited about that if you're playing on the Family Feud. Okay? 40 people guessed George W. Bush. 15 was the next closest. All right, moving on.
All right, if we're giving out lie detector tests, who should it go to, Arca?
I'm going to have to say Monica Lewinsky.
Monica Lewinsky. Yeah! Show me Monica Lewinsky.
Of course not.
Apparently, that's yesterday's news. Okay, Audrey.
Ouch. Kind of got to dig in there, Honor. Apparently, you're a complete moron. But you'll see here, it changes kind of quick. Hold on.
Clinton. All right. All right.
Bill Clinton. There he is.
All right, so Bill Clinton, he was up there with 11 people out of 100 answered that.
Wow.
Yeah. Kind of curious to see people still interested in that whole situation there. Now we have two presidents on the list. Great deal. All right, keep going.
I'm going to say his right-hand man, Dick Cheney.
All right.
All right. Show me Vice President Dick Cheney.
Yeah, okay, you know, a lot of people might guess Dick Cheney, but the 100 people willing to do the survey for the Family Feud? Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, moving on.
I love him, but I wonder. Michael Jackson.
Mr. Bad himself.
All right, 4 people guessed Michael Jackson there or had said that on the survey. I just love this first part, though.
I love him, but I wonder. Michael Jackson.
I love him, but I wonder sometimes. All right.
All right, Erica. You got 2 strikes. You don't want a 3rd strike. Name someone famous you want to give a lie detector test to.
Okay, Saddam Hussein.
Okay, good answer.
Saddam Hussein. Show me Saddam.
All right, that's one of those things. You ever watch a game show and you're thinking, I wonder when they taped this? Like, did they tape that after Saddam was dead? You know?
It'd be kind of hard to give him a lie detector test then.
Right, yeah. And if you're up there answering questions, did they tell you this survey was taken a month ago, a week ago? I'm guessing they'd tell you something like that.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of throws me off. But either way, even if Saddam Hussein was alive, oh, we're kind of curious, you know, if he was lying about killing all those people or not.
Did you? Yes
yeah.
or no?
All right, moving on.
Coming over here. Here's some answers.
I think everybody really wants to hear what O.J. Simpson
said. All right. Yes, if O.J. is there, you steal the points. If not, we're going back once to the Houstons again. Show me O.J.
All right. So O.J. was the number 2 answer with 15. Right, you have George W. Bush, number 1, and then O.J. Simpson right after that.
Let's find out who the nefarious list is here. Someone else you'd like to give a lie detector test to.
Ted Kennedy.
What?
Who is answering Ted Kennedy? 5 people out of 100 said they'd like to give a lie detector test to Ted Kennedy. They'd taken the survey in Boston, or, you know, like, really that many people care?
The number 6 answer. Hillary Clinton.
Right, Hillary Clinton. I didn't realize that she was a big liar that we need to figure out a lot of things about.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay.
And our final nefarious character is... Barry Bonds. You got it right there. We're still...
Barry Bonds. So it goes George W. Bush, O.J. Simpson, Bill Clinton, Ted Kennedy, Michael Jackson, Hillary Clinton, Barry Bonds. Yeah, we're not quite sure if he's been on anything. We're still thrown off by that. Oh, but the most horrifying thing that I saw?
Yeah.
After that, because, you know, they just keep on going and teasing and all that stuff.
If you have diabetes and are on Medicare you may qualify for a free meter from Liberty Medical.
You know, there are still some people who don't know that the cost of their diabetes testing supplies may be covered by Medicare. Well, if you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, your testing supplies may be covered.
I always thought it was diabetes. It's diabetes. Don't I feel like a schmuck? Oh, that wasn't actually what I was looking for. I was looking for this.
Name something that gets tuned, you said. A panano.
A panano. Does he realize when he's trying to be creative with the word piano and says panano that it's like one of the filthiest sounding things you can do? Gosh. You know, last time I encountered a panano, you know what I ended up with?
What?
One stash.
Yeah.